Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Bill Oakley is a longtime writer for The Simpsons and the mastermind behind the show's much-memed steamed hams. He's also the man behind the fifth annual Steamy Awards. I love that. Handing out 12 awards to what he deems were the best fast food item, best fast food side dish, frozen pizza, all kinds of stuff. Bill joins us here in the National Defense. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm good. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. You know, actually, Steamy Bill sounds like a character for The Simpsons.
You're right. That's the first time anybody's ever said that, but it's very true.
That, hey, how do you get that gig?
The doing this fast food reviews? It doesn't pay any money. That's how you can get that.
Yeah. But I mean, how long have you been with The Simpsons?
You know, I'm not with The Simpsons anymore. I was there for 7 years back in the day, and I've since worked on other shows like Futurama and Disenchantment and things like that. But The Simpsons remains obviously the most famous of those things, and the steamed ham sketch being the most famous thing I ever personally wrote.
That's cool. That's so cool. We're talking to Bill Oakley here on the National Defense, and I love the idea. This is the fifth annual Steamy Awards. Where have I been?
I don't know. You haven't been on Instagram, clearly. I've been giving these awards out on Instagram, my account, That Bill Oakley, for 5 years, and they've become bigger and bigger every year. And they, you know, this year we had 12 categories, as you said, ranging from fast food, grocery items, snack food, where I honor the best and the worst in these categories.
Let's find out about some of the winners of this. Condiment of the Year. That's a special favorite of mine.
Okay, there's so many. This was a tough category because there's so many great ones, and they're all kind of small. I have to say, the thing they're not gonna, most people will not have heard of many of these things. The condiments. There's a number of great ones. There's a brand of mustard from North Carolina called Lusty Monk, Original Sin Mustard, which is the best mustard I've ever had. If you get a chance to mail order it, Lusty Monk Original Sin Mustard. There is a salsa from Minnesota that comes from this small maker called Double Take Salsa Company. They have this El Jefe smoked hatch salsa, best salsa I ever had. It was hard not to eat the entire jar in one sitting, really far and away above. And then the last thing, most people have never heard of this product, but to me, it's so delicious. It's called Henderson's Relish, and it's from England, and it's basically been a competitor to Worcestershire sauce. You know, everybody knows Worcestershire sauce. Henderson's Relish is kind of the Northern England version of that, and it doesn't have ground up, you know, Worcestershire sauce has ground up anchovies. This doesn't have that. So it's actually vegetarian, and it has a better flavor. Like Worcestershire sauce, I don't really crave it. Henderson's Relish, I do. And you put it, basically, you can put it on anything. You can put it on cheese sandwiches, which is what they mainly do in England. And it just, I can't get enough of it.
Wow. So,
you know, and you never see it in America, except maybe if you went to like a world market kind of place.
Yeah, right.
Where they have imports. You should check that out. Anyway, it's, you know, condiments, people never heard of most of these things because they're mostly all from small makers, but I do get a kick out of trying them and trying to, you know, help them. People find out about them.
Well, and I would imagine too, Bill, when you are getting ready to announce the new Steamy Awards, you must get inundated with products.
Yeah, well, I do sometimes and I don't sometimes. As you said, people who have heard of it, yes, I get a lot of products sent to me, and not just by makers, but also by people who want me to try their local pretzels,
right,
or, you know, their local mustard or whatever. And sometimes it's from companies, but usually it's actually just from people. And that's why I found these potato chips, for instance. Potato chips is one of the few things where in America there's lots of little regional brands,
right,
still. And I found some truly incredible ones that people have just sent, mailed me.
Now, how about Duke's mayonnaise? Have you tried Duke's mayonnaise before?
Yes, and Duke's mayonnaise is the gold standard. I have had Duke's mayonnaise, and I love their tartar sauce. They have a whole line of this stuff. You know,
right.
I love their tartar sauce and their sandwich spread. And it is, and the mayonnaise really is the gold standard. Everybody seems to agree upon that, and it's like we didn't even have it
it's hard to find.
We don't have it.
It's kind of hard to find.
I mean, apparently, I guess if you go to Kroger in South Carolina or whatever, they got 10,000 shelves of it,
but
we don't have it in the Northwest.
And also, Kroger is where everybody is named Duke, so it's easy to find
exactly
at Kroger. We're talking to Bill Oakley here, the National Defense, longtime writer for The Simpsons, and a man behind the fifth annual Steamy Awards. And I want to get into some of these disappointments too, Bill. You got Fast Food Disappointment of the Year.
Yes. Now, this one, these are the things that were generally, like I were, I was hopeful for, but they turn out to be crappy. And honestly, the thing that it's disassailable, should you have the perverse desire to go out and try something really bad, McDonald's made a rare misstep with their currently available smoky BLT quarter pounder, which sounds good to me. I think that sounds good, smoky BLT quarter pounder. But instead of having like a barbecue sauce on it, they have this sauce that is like a mayo with liquid smoke. And it's got a real kind of tangy, acrid weirdness that sticks in your mouth for like six or seven hours after you have the sauce. And I was somewhat shocked that they had chosen to go with that sauce. Anyway, that was the biggest disappointment of the year. And there were a number of disappointments, but that was such a weird, rare, major error, in my opinion.
How about the fast food side dish of the year?
Jack in the Box. For those of you who have Jack in the Box, they have some great side dishes, you know, and like the jalapeno poppers were great, but somebody told me, I love onion rings. You know, I like onion rings so much more than French fries.
Yeah.
And Jack in the Box has terrific onion rings. I didn't know.
Yes, they do.
Well, I'm glad we're in agreement. Like, I couldn't believe that they're so much better than any other fast food onion ring. They're better than most restaurant onion rings. And they've just been sitting there on the menu, kind of like ignored by me and everyone else for decades now. But like, I was like, that's where to go to get good onion rings. Wow. So that was the fast food dish of the year.
We're talking to Bill Oakley here in the National Defense, and the Stevie Awards, the fifth annual, are out. And I'm very curious about the freak show of the year.
Yes, you may be aware that like a lot of companies this year and the past couple of years have made products that just are designed to get attention on social media.
Right.
That are like, so every day there's some new product that is getting all the tweets where people are like, can you believe this crazy product?
So it's not just Oreos.
No. Oreo has just been doing a good job of that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other small makers and stuff. This year, the freak show of the year was from Heinz. You know, Heinz is not a small maker. They're the biggest. You know, they made this thing called Dip and Crunch. Did you hear about Dip and Crunch?
No.
Okay. Dip and Crunch was basically kind of a condiment that you were supposed to, it came in a container that had two parts. And one part was filled with mayo chip, which is their version of mayo combined with ketchup, fry sauce, some people know it as. And then in the other container was a whole bunch of crushed up potato chips. And this is what they honestly said you should do with it. You're supposed to dip your hamburger in the mayo chip, and then you dip that into the crushed up potato chips. Then you have a burger coated with mayo chip and crushed up potato chips, and it adds 400-500 calories to your burger without adding any new flavor or anything. I have to say that I wouldn't mind trying that, but it wasn't any good. That's the problem. It was a crazy idea, and it wasn't good at all. And like, I finally went to Walmart in October when they had given up on trying to sell it, and they were just sweeping huge sections of shelves just in the garbage.
That's when you know something doesn't work, when you're throwing it all out. And I got to give a little shout out here to Chick-fil-A sauce. I could put Chick-fil-A sauce on anything. And it would be good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Right.
I also like their Polynesian sauce. They have the Polynesian, and they sell it in supermarkets now, if you didn't know. Both the Chick-fil-A sauce and the Polynesian sauce, and I think their honey mustard, are all in little squeeze bottles on the shelves in the supermarket now.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, you're making me hungry, Bill. I mean,
that's my goal.
Bill Oakley is with us here in the fifth annual Stevie Awards. Now, where do people go to find out all the winners?
Go to my Instagram, which is where I post the award. This is an award show. You know, it's every award is about a minute long. And it's that Bill Oakley on Instagram. I also have a club for people who want to talk this kind of conversation we're having right now. You like this kind of conversation? Go to steamedhamssociety.com. And it's a club. And we have a newsletter. We have a Discord server. We have live streams. We have merchandise. And all we do is talk about stuff like this.
I love it. Because everybody's involved in it. Everybody's involved in the conversation, except for my daughter, who's vegan.
But, you know, I want to say there's a lot more great vegan food than there was just a few years ago.
Oh, that's true.
I don't seek out vegan food, but, like, I've had some really terrific stuff, some of which appeared on the Stevie Awards this year.
You know, I mean, why not Stevie Vegan Award, you know?
There was a vegan award last year, I think, and I think that there were a number of items. I just kind of integrated them into the regular awards this year, but there were a number of vegan items that were surprisingly great.
I love it, Bill. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on some great awards. That was so much fun. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. And by the way, if you guys want to weigh in on this, hit me up at randy@nationaldefensenetwork.com. randy@nationaldefensenetwork.com. Tell me what your fast food item is, your best fast food item, your best potato chip, your best disappointment of the year. We want to hear all about it. Get to us at randy@nationaldefensenetwork.com, and we'll be right back.